And with me now is Mr. Harris Brantley here at the Georgia Cattlemen's Association Convention. Mr. Brantley, how many conventions does this make for you?
I missed two or three in the early stages. I went to the first one we ever had it in Georgia, Macon, Georgia. And I've only missed two or three in 64 years.
That's outstanding. Well, tell us just a little bit about what got you started in the cattle business.
Well, like I said, I was in the chicken business, and it got so bad till you couldn't make no money, so we decided to buy a few cattle, and that's where we kind of worked ourselves in it down through a few years.
And you also told me you were in the hay business before we got started. I want to hear about this selling hay on an honor system. I'd never heard of that before.
Yes, I've sold hay for many years on an honor system. I only had the money box stole three times.
And what did you say? What you're saying, if a guy wants to steal hay, what'd you say?
If he can live with stealing it, I can live without it.
That's quite a philosophy to take to life in general. Well, tell me this. I know you're a big supporter of the Georgia Cattlemen's. Why do you think it's so important for people to be involved in the Georgia Cattlemen's Association?
Well, if it's something you're making your livelihood out of, you should support it, in my opinion. And I've served on the state for 13 years at different categories. I never served president, but I served on all committees that we had down through the years for 13 years and never missed a meeting.
That's impressive. You have been involved in the cattle business for a long time, and I guess the obvious question is, what are the biggest changes you've seen in the cattle industry?
Well, the biggest changes I've seen has been in the last 2 years. If a man's not making any money in the cattle business now, he needs to get out of it, even though everything's high, but the cattle prices are phenomenal. They're good.
They are phenomenal. And what do you anticipate will be the future for the beef cattle business? Do you think it'll grow? Do you think we'll be able to create more cows in this country? Or do you think we're going to do more crop farming and continue a herd of less than 30 million cows?
Well, the cattle herds are so low, and the population, I think, is increasing faster than the cattle business, so I don't see no end to it.
That's good news. You're optimistic.
Yeah, very optimistic.
I have another question for you. I am told that you're quite a recruiter. Is that right? Have you recruited quite a few members into the cattlemen?
I don't have a record of it, but I'm sure I hold a record in Georgia. I've signed up 57 one year, and I got five of these 20 year buckle.
Wow.
And I don't know.
What's your secret? What do you tell people?
I was serving the public. I hauled cattle. If I hauled your cattle, I added $25 to the membership fee, and you don't know it. But you start getting the cat magazine. If I cut your hay, if I haul your cattle, if I say you're a bull, anything I do to a farmer, I add $25, and they don't know it till they start getting the magazine.
And then they begin seeing the benefits of being a member, I bet.
Yeah, and most of them retain the membership, you know, down through the...
I want you to speak to some of the young cattle people out there. It takes a little more money to get started in the cow business today than it did when you got started, but I'm sure it was just as tough. What advice would you give to young people who want to get in the cow business?
Well, the best way I know to get into the cattle business, if you don't have any money, go to Farm Credit. They'll work with you. I served on that board 13 years, and if it hadn't been for Farm Credit, I probably would have never farmed, really. They loaned me money when I didn't have a dime. I mean,
that's fantastic. And a couple of last questions. Why do you think people should take the time to come to this convention? What do you learn by coming to this convention?
Well, you have a lot of privilege to learn things about the cattle industry and then the fellowship, you know, with the old friends. And let me tell you this story. Back in the 70s and 80s, all of the directors on the state level bought a gold blazer. About 20 years ago, I wore my blazer to the cattle. I was on the opening program, and I asked the audience, I said, how many of you guys can still wear your blazer? I mean, have your blazer? About five or six of them held up a hand. I said, how many of you can still wear them? No hand showed. I'm the same size I've been for 40, 50 years. All the clothes I got's the same size.
And that's impressive, and that was going to bring me to my last question, and that is, how does a guy like you stay so healthy for 95 years, and is beef part of your diet?
Well, work hard and listen to your wife.
That's good. And I really appreciate what a pleasure it is to meet you, Harris Brantley, here at the Georgia Cattlemen's Convention. I hope you'll come back many more years. Yes, sir.
One little story. I got something that's infesting my farm that I don't understand. Have you ever seen a three-legged chicken?
No.
Well, I'm driving down the road, and this chicken run across the road and looked like it had three legs. And I get up to 45 miles an hour before I catch up with it. And so the chicken got away. I turned around and went back to the farmer's house. I said, am I seeing things? Are you raising three-legged chickens? I said, yeah. I said, we're raising three-legged chickens. We're trying to get started. I said, why are you doing that? I said, well, there's three of us in the family, and that's what we like, the legs. And I said, well, how do they taste? Because we ain't caught one yet.
That's fantastic. Well, I'll be back down here for one of those three-legged chickens. Again, Harris Brantley at the Georgia Cattlemen's Convention.